Sarah should yell the mallow. They should throw the mallow on the back. The Sarah should clap it for him. They should throw the him. The low the offer. It almost sounds like an agada de Gemara. But it's obviously a very serious Gemara, which is the level of Isa. The question is exactly what does it mean? Rashi says, the mala of the gold of Harosh, the lamata of the tzara. To the ketchup shall tfilin. The akore ha oreb, my kodesh broke, and the yak tfilin. What's that all about? What's that doing here? You put that aside in yourselves. That's as long as we spoke about a little bit earlier. Klape pinim, mimul, oreb, the lobe tzidi harosh. The Rashi is understanding, discussing here the Keshet Shal Tzvillin, with respect to the Tzvillin Shell Rosh, and it has to be the Keshet in the high part of the back of your body, up here. How do you define up here? Different parts of the body, the anatomy, have to be described and analyzed. Right? Rashi says an expression that has to be on the head, the lola mata pitsava, the neck. And the word neck, the word sava, usually means this part, right? The front. What do we call it back here? Orif. What exactly is Rashi actually over here? It's just the word sava is a little bit hard to understand. Let's turn to the Rambam, but if you don't know the Rambam, so let's turn to the Madan the Yantif, Sifat the Shin, who quotes the Rambam.
Who hits below the bone?
Alright, so we want the same Bachasha Kashbar, we have all that's the same. So what's the question? In other words, Keneged HaPonim, it seems to me, extends a little bit further down than the Rambam's very harsh Sova Gulgoles, which is the actually hard bone. So which one is it? Take a look a little bit further. Simon Chav Zion. I asked you to see the Master Sashek, some new Marvel comics, and I just finished Shulchan Aruch for a couple of days. I lost the last one, so I'm going to just get new ones. Finally, the old one, let me know where it is. It just disappeared. But okay. The Matis HaShekel, which is printed in every Shulchan Aruch that I know about, has at the bottom. Chul HaPitas in the Bays. Yolot on the Tziv. Ki Pono Eli Orev. The Low Ponim. Very impossible. Pono Eli Orev. Where did it come from? Comes from the Navi Yirmiyahu. They hold it now from both sides in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, we ready, read Dibri Yirmiyahu last Shabbos. The Shabbos, once again, we read from the Navi Yirmiyahu. Then we read. Ahu, knows exactly what pasuk it is. Beis Chav Zayin. Kifanu elai orev velo funim. This coming week's haftarah. How do you like that? So everything we seem to make, we had Zohar, Parshas Pinchas, we're looking at how we get today. That was this week's parasha. Now we have the haftarah of this week's parasha coming up. That's a very critical point to prove a significant halacha killing. There's the Matzis HaShekel. Michlal, the Orev, who can negate upon it. Avlamat, the Misofa, Gugolis, who negate at Sabar, below negate upon it. I wonder if the Matzis HaShekel did the same trick that we did. Did he go backwards? How did he define? I mean, isn't this the upon it? This is a upon it to the chin. So what's the trap? Is the difference? Is the, I don't know, an inch, whatever it may be. Look at Tzarek Li Zoyer, Shetia Ritzua, Makemis as a Rosh, Mitzum Tzemes, Mudegas of a Rosh. Loyia Hekka for Ritzua, Godel Hekka for Rosh. Why? Because he can title the race. Chodo, the Tzrik, and Hiduk Mamash, the Vinuk Shad, and the Yos, the Hiduk Yakshir. Has to be tight. Shanis, which is worse. The Hay Rufuim, Sovim Hekka for Rosh. O Yipo, like Tzitz of the Fana of Mitzvah. Either the front comes bent too low. Oh, people like Kesha, the Apple, the Lamed Savaro. Well, you have to come with a Rolex, that's much worse. That's Mamish, it's no good. So you have to make sure it's properly adjusted. They're both sides. Very important. Your tefillin should be not too big. If they're too big, then something's going to go wrong, as the Mamta Shekel tells us. Fine. Now, it's interesting. For both sides, take a look at the Gemara on the Lamed Zion on the base. Maybe that's not tomorrow. This is the last of the Marvel Comics from tomorrow proper. Going into the older rushes. You probably saw it by now. Lamed Zion Amud Beis. The Gemara has a discussion of exactly where the tefillin should go. The Golba should be Rosh, the Golba should be Yad. Okay. The Gemara says, to the end of the sugya, maybe means Ben and Echa Mamish, like the Karoyim, Kansan Ben and Echa, Mahalon, those who see him across Ben and Echa on the base, Malahalon, Begobash and Berosh, Mokim Shaos the Karcha, Alkan, Begobash and Rosh, Mokim Shaos the Karcha. Okay, talks about Tumas Nagoyim, has to be with Mokim Seor. It's not a Mokim Seor, then it's no good. That's why everybody knows that the tefillin shorosh have to be above the hairline, or some of us form a hairline. But okay, the hairline and the entire rosh, we'll get that later, should be above the hairline. That's a famous thing. Unfortunately, a generation's past was very, very much neglected. People had the tefillin down, the picture, they had a whole picture campaign, trying to create it. It was basically successful. Today, most people have the tefillin higher up where it's supposed to be. However, that's only the front part. The back part, well, whoever heard of that, well, take a look over here. Again, I feel bad. I don't have to say it to show you directly myself. But in the bottom of the new Mishnah Berurah, here on this simon. Simon again. Simon Chav. Simon Chav Zion.
Yeah,
munach b'makom panim yisteyah. The shamumach brekes atzavar v'lo orin. Now wait a minute. This sounds subjective. Depends where your hair stops growing. But if the malum is correct, then it should. He wants the entire kesher to be not just above where your particular hair stops growing, but that imaginary line by the chin. So even the Mishnah Brewer recognizes that there are two separate lines. The higher line is the gulgulis, that's where the ikur kesher should be, and the lower line, which is the parallel to the chin, that's where the entire kesher should be before that. So Baruch Hashem, it works out. Just make sure tomorrow when you put in the tefillin, make sure it's in the right place. Maybe we should send around the committee. Send the councils around. They have to wake up in the morning. Make sure you come to shul. And tomorrow they're going to go sneak by everybody's nape. See. It's the wrong place, though. They'll dock you from some activity or something. Alright? But we want our tefillin to be in the right place. Okay, so you're deputized for most of my two councilors. Oh, that is it. It's always a way. The senior count always dumps everything on the heart on the junior count. Okay. Good. I will do it. Okay. Yes. Okay. Fine. Let's go back to the very important. This is a very significant halakha. You have to get it right. Now, it's interesting. The levush. When he talks about it, says that it's high up, it's going to be tight. We saw that, we already saw that in the Matzah Hashem. The obvious question is, what do you mean? It says in the Gemara, we should be lamala. Teshuah should be lamala. What are you giving reasons of it has to be tight? What other reasons? Just say that. That's just, it's like an agadah. That's not the real reason. Then, the remez. There was another reason. What's the other reason? As we said before, derived from Zeres HaKosuv, of the Seir, the Seir is in front, so to the back, or should be tight. That's the reason for this din, but the din is a din in all circumstances. Fine. So too, you have the Beis Yosef says, why is it true that the Kesher b'fnim, all this stuff, what does it mean? He writes over there, v'lam ochi tzarev lo makein, l'kayim b'nei necha. So in other words, the additional agada type reasons are given in the Shas, are over and above the other real reasons. But now there's a fascinating statement called the Eish El Avraham by the Muchacha. He was a Das Kosher behind the Mezuzah. Here, everyone has it in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a full Shulchan Aruch, it's printed just behind the Shulchan Aruch in the back. But not to be confused with the Eish El Avraham of the three Mezuzah that this great showed you before. This is the Eish El Avraham of the Muchacha. Yes, this is a fascinating start. It's like a stream of consciousness. Ever read a star? Like, no, I thought this, I changed it to this, You can have Das Kedoshimir too. Same author, in the beginning of Shah Black, some of his stuff got in here as well. This is like a Muchacha wrote. So let's take a look over here at Alex Simon. Simon Chav Zion said, Yud, and read what he said. It's a great read, I will say. It's a really great read. You're upon in the back somewhere. Every Shabbat is in a different place. But stay in the back somewhere. We read together. Ve'ishi v'kuntres v'aramikta she'kotam she'akesher dal v'tfilin hu'bi aguma she'achori arosh eino yotzi lechavosa after Shulchan Aruch he was a zichron klal rak achori upon him bina v'lo achori atzavar v'lo atzavar ein shemach v'yalo she'begir there achori atzavar v'yosu note Shuhavalek neged aponim mamish. Sorakin and Gala Bazet. Al koponim yashal akhisha khush. Shek shakeshu bubaka baguma. Shek neged aponim. Ein od khashash klal. Luchule alba. He's saying, forget the Ramba. Doesn't mean much the Ramba, the Rebbe Golis. He says, oh, it is neged aponim. And he claims, and I will never experiment to see if he's right, that you put it in the guma, just right underneath that bone, right there, that's spot by the guma, it's going to be neged aponim. Let's take a look. He's right. Is he right? Who thinks he's wrong? Just draw a line. Which feels right? No, I'm sure the kesher takes about two fingers, right? Now, not bigger than that. Right. see one square here, see one square down. Two fingers. I fit two fingers in my guba beneath the bone, and still, I think it's above the chin line. Is that correct? Who thinks it's not correct? Not correct? Close? Anybody? Does it work for you? Maybe I'm going wrong. It's so hard to go and draw a straight line, and we can't see us. Look in the mirror. I want to know, assuming it's panim, can I get a panim is considered good? You have to, yeah. The face ends here at the chin. Then starts to read the neck, throat. At that, you draw a line straight. Now, again, it's hard to draw straight. You have to get go to the doctor's office, which I'll pull you one. There's no dice. You put that thing over here. That's all. I'm sorry. You're only that. Don't get in this business. It's any over here. We gotta go straight. Gotta be honest. He's sitting here. Right, straight up. Got a jaw on like this. Am I going straight? Tell me. Going straight. I have the back here somewhere. And then I have two fingers. Maybe I'm drunk. You know, it's hard to know. I'll put the senior counts right now. Measure up the string around his neck. All right. But that's what I think the Rambam is saying. That if you put it in the guba, it's still negative. I'm going to go to the Rambam. Back to the guba. Let's go further. Toshkein. Sh'al yidei mashi yagbiya ha-kesher yektas me'aktitza yorin lefan of lomata me'asaris. And she'll talk to the kesher. If you go too high, you're going to go back down the other side too low. You want to be mafir to bring it up? Guess what? You'll be making it, push it down, unless you tighten it even more. Gam Shehdi Amar Hete, Shehdi Beis Yaakov. Lahokya Lahori Tzasak Tifshu Lamata Miyazaras. Whoa, we don't like that yet. Al Kose, Ein Lahokya Lekadiri Ataz, Ein Zed Starfus Kula Klaal, Yubu Darais. Ooh. The bimah beta that has to be by the hair in the front because it's a rice, it doesn't like any coots. Or it's a kesha shekinah kevulah mosh visira, yes. Al kozeh, ulai ain't paid about kolkak kevo begruf habayah shemashini moko. Ulai shiorim tzatz mina kesha gam kinega da orim ain't paid about that. Ulai holchen vizah harov that kesha. But tzor al vini gona vizah. Maybe it's almost a majority is in the right place. You know, a little bit six down the bottom of the dollar shouldn't matter. So he gives his pitch, sounds pretty forceful, right? He's not going to go for these corpus, these new type of corpus. That's line. I'll call upon him, Masha Guma, negative upon him, eight paper. What's that? Vayom tikandi aksharim shali lamala meaguma. After all said and done, I changed it today. After he wrote this whole shtickle Torah to explain why you have to change it, he changed it anyway. To make it tight. Gotta love Agadol. You're right, do any of us sort of know how to change change a kesher shel dalet? You gonna do it? You gonna do it? Okay, so Othniel is gonna change it. In case I have to change it, he'll do it for you. Free of charge. Okay. And what do you have to say, change it? What do you have to say? Shame, kedusha, tefillin. We don't do anything to tefillin, but say those magic words. Okay. Good, Rabosai, let us continue. Let's go on. It's a fascinating discussion. And again, we'll see tomorrow after the police report where everybody's home. Let's turn to the Rosh and the Siman Yud Beis. See what he says. A whole group shot. The Rosh at the end of the Siman Yud Beis. Rav Amram Zal Kosa. Rav Amram Go. See? It's a small baches. Aram Zal Kosa, Kesher Shel Tefillin Sarav Shia Lamala, but Tefillin Shel Yad Koy. Whoa, it's a whole good story. Tefillin Shel Yad, Dichsiv Samtam Shia Sinva Kenegar Alei. My Ovid Lei, Menicha Begova Shem Izroa, get a tiny enough. It's a good chess, it's a good clear. It's in one of the time it makes. Rav Nasha Al Yod Kosu Kiboris. Vaisa. Vekosha Lamata Minat Tefillin. The aim of reading the matter harbe, ומאחר הקשר מן המעברת של תפילין שיעור מה שמחנו בסור הסופו ויקיים להו לרב יעקב ביום הצורך שיהיה קשר למעלה והיא לפני זרוב וכנגד ליבו ויקיים לה כלב מפנים כדי שישרול אין ויקיים לרב יצחק סוף שישים כנגד הלב לרב חייה ברד רב אביה ומאנחלו להדה ליבי כבון הסגול כשיוסם התפילה בגובה זרוב יעד האוסו מעט כלב מפנים and on the side you mean, for talking about a person who's writing. So he has to go a little bit this way, a little towards the bottom. That's to the right. There's a yachum's roll of matter. So you are tilling the negative. So it all works. The tilling is here, it's a little tilted this way. So that's a little towards the heart. And everything's fine. So that's what I'm talking about. Don't do much towards the rosh. Towards the yad. Whole little story. Adkan, what Abram said. They said a lot of things. What does he mean here? He said so many things. So if Adan the Yom goes to town, trying to figure out what exactly did he mean? What exactly did he mean? So, on a simple level, what he means, take a look at Sukkot base. Kosh Lamata Ben Atzvillin. Kaloma. Sheakesher Ben Tzad Atzvillin Sheklabi Yavin. The Nitzah Ben Atzvillin Ben Tzad Smol. Those are Tzvillin more to the left than the Kesher. Ubunachim Ala Kesher. Because the matzah tzorav she keshel lemal, what does that mean? Contradiction. Because the keshel lemal or lemal. So I assume what he really means is that the kesher and the tefillin are all lemal. Not that the kesher and the is lemal from the tefillin. The kesher and the tefillin are on the high upper part of the arm, in the right place where the kiboris, where the tefillin shayad is supposed to go. That's how I understand this madani yontem in Sukkotan base. Oh, let's go further. Sukkot Hay. What does it say over here? The He Lifnei Zro. What's up? Nearly circle up. Who Lifnei? Who Lifnei Zro? That means who? Koyala Keshem. Shiel Lamala Kalabi Aguf, the Tadimin. And Lifnei Zro. Kilu. Who Akesha Lifnei Zro? Patilu Munagasi Alzro. See, it's on. This is Lifnei. Lifnei. Further up. Okay, saying this is basically the same thing again. If you look at the different Hamudas, Sukkot Lashon Aleph, a lot to say. I'm going to try to go slowly over here. So he starts off by saying something which I think is important. Of course, a whole discussion. Maria Bua, talking about the Shel Yad. He says, somewhere in the middle of this whole piece, which we'll see later on, he says that. Yes, doesn't mean the kesher lamala in comparison to the bias. No, the kesher and the bias and the tefillin together are begova, right? That's what it means. That's all. And as a matter of fact, the here are the footnotes of the Mishnah Berurah. He had a very important from Rishonim already. Whatever's from Rishonim is already critical. Every line from Rishon is absolutely critical. Quotes over here. Os Nun Gimel from Rabbeinu Yerucham. What do you mean? Lamala Hainu. She was tefillin atzmon. We go by Yad and a kiboris. Woman Meila Gama Kesher. You Lamala. I said, why does it say Kesher? She'll tefillin Lamala. She said, tefillin Lamala. No, because it says in the Sefer Hemshech Kesher she'll tefillin Torah Lifnim. I have a Kesher Daka. No, but Ken Gamaresha. That's an explanation. Also, the Gimel Nevada based on Rabbeinu Yerucham. Okay, just means the tefillin doesn't mean the kesher is such. So now I have Osai. Never would agree to this. Look at the Balamor. I have yet to find this Balamor in the Balamor, but the Balamor is quoted by the Maria Bua. I don't even know where to look at the Balamor. Take a look again. It's starting Nun Aleph. This is a very critical task. It's whole Nun Aleph. What's the Maria Bua? Rabbeinu Ha'akirish Navi Mishal Yad V'shinirim Yimachot Ha'itur V'shmo Kama Tzvorzu Ha'kesher Yil Tzad Yimin V'tzvon Yil Amal B'lo Bo Lo Mele Shalo Yasa Ma'bar T'kokat G'dola Sheyat Ahar Be'lamata Sheyikshar Atzvillin Ela Shalo Tia G'dola Ela Kadei Shetachnis Bo Ha'ritzua V'oz Yia Ha'kesher Samach L'tzvillin Okay, that's what we have. I must tell you, I saw quite a good tefillin from the lefties this morning. One of the lefties, whose name is so far remain nameless for the moment, his kesher was not so similar to the tefillin as everybody else's was. So we'll have to see if we can make some emergency surgery down the road. Fine. Avobala mor kosa. Whoa! We just said nobody in this room has it that way. He says that the kesher lemala means the kesher on this side and the bias on this side. That the kesher is facing out, lemala, and the bias. That yud goes out, and the bias is in. No one has it that way. I'm sure it's not. It's unheard of. Am I correct?
I don't know. I don't know if people do. Maybe
it's a descendant of Elamor. Maybe. I never saw it in my life. I never heard it. You don't see the quote of Elamor? Hold on. Keep going. Incredible. That's incredible. That's what the Balamor says. Okay, skipping a little bit. This is the machlok between the Balamor and everybody else. And then I'll follow the Balamor. Please don't follow the Balamor at all. Okay. I wanted to mention, to skip a lot, coming back. To the very end of the novel, the last six lines. The cause of the Sefer HaZohar, Parshas Pinchas. Here we go again. The Zohar keeps coming back. Parshas Pinchas. Our Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Yud, Itzrit, Lo Yada, Klal. I'm seeing you in an English translation of the Aramaic. Should not move at all. We go Tfilah Shiyad, from the bias of the Tfilah Shiyad. Lo Yavet Peruda. This is Zohar speech. And there's a tweet we'll see soon. Explains. The man that Robert lay, if someone keeps his kesher far from the bias, Yarek lay may Yiduna de Leela. Woo! He'll be stepped away from the pleasures of on high. Valdoxid ki mechabda yachabe belboza yekolo. I'm just going to say the shmuel. What do they mean? Unbelievable. I can't. This is an amazing thing. An amazing, amazing, amazing thing. If you touch tomorrow morning, put on your tefillin, see if your yud touches the bias. Most of you will probably have it. Some, at least one person will say, did not have it. I wanted to say that, Mr. Shem, we have to hope it will be zochah to all these pleasures that the Zohar is spoken about. We don't know what it means. You're not looking at the elders are. You already yesterday. You don't have to know this. So as long as you keep the halacha, keep the halacha. But we try when we can to take care of the Zohar whenever we can, as we saw yesterday in the calling of the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. Now, Rabbosai. Now, another question over here is, let's discuss this question. Rabbosai, the Mabarta. What's the ma'avarta? What's the word ma'avarta? Ma'avarta. Well, what does that mean? The passageway. Where the ritzuah goes through. I'll ask you a following question. See if you remember from this morning. You have the box, right? The box where the parshas are. You have the ma'avarta. Which side is which? Is the ma'avarta higher, close to the shoulder, than your bias? Or is the ma'avarta lower than the bias? Who votes for higher? Is that unanimous? Okay, unanimous. Okay, but that's not clear that it has to be that way. Who said which way it has to go? How do you know which way it has to go? Go this way or go that way? Not completely clear. How do you know? Now, we continue with the very last three lines of this Tumas Hamus. Tumas Hadeshim says, "The mitzvahs of Komos Nogel Lutakin Keshel Tzulin Shliyad Minin Shekshemanikin Also B'Zoah Hamavarta Shabu Aratua Overas Munaf Lutzada Kosek. That's our way. Vatitza Lutzada Yat. Now, Uvitsas Mekomos Nogin Lutagan Iplo. Shak Titsa Munaf Lutzada Kosek. Hamavarta Lutzada Yat. Wee! Vesyoy Sipash of Nogu Kola Ola Kibinagarisha. Shamavarta Lutzada Kosek. Boch Hashem, we are part of Kola Ola. But there was another minute, which is recorded over here, by the Chumash Hadash. So far, so good, Rabbi Sain. Now we come to the hard part. Yes?
The people who put on two hands, they need to...
On two hands?
Yeah.
I'm not Makabo.
No, they...
I'm not Makabo, two hands? One hand. I know you're talking about that. I'm not sure if you're right or left, but get me, I don't like that. I know someone puts on two hands, but I'm not Makabo. Yes?
There's only one pair of lefty still.
Oh, very good question. What do you do if you have if you only have your, let's say you're a lefty, what comes? You're a lefty, you have the bars and you don't need your right. And something has to give, something has to change. What do you do? Who's ever been in that situation in his life? The righties or lefties? Right? You always had a lefty too? You too?
Yeah.
You too? Lefty.
You
too? Lefty. You're a lefty, that's more common. A lefty just gets a chill. That's more common. Everyone else is right. For a righty, we get a chill, and everyone else is a lefty. Where do you live in? Out of Mongolia?
You have the same
amount of time
with similar time with Ashkenaz
and Sfarad. I heard two magic words. Ashkenaz and Sfarad. Last I learned, the Torah was given to us in our Sinai. It's not an Ashkenaz or a Sfarad. What is an Ashkenaz Torah? Let's take a look at the Divrei Hamoaz to see. Let's go very slow. Right. You use the right lingo, the right slang that people use. Let's go very, very, very slow. Back to the Divrei Hamoaz Menal. Pasev Mari Chaviv. Alright, what with me so far? It's a. We'll be left with the beginning. About 10 lines down in the different numbers. Shnei min hogim elu roa be'enot. Vishnikol echot ben boni al yisod shavu l'shnei. Vuhu. Shuli ola mosim kesho shul yad b'kitzei al echot shul ritzua. One side. Of course, we that. Not like the Malamor. Close to the body. Mechakach machis at tefila beritzua by yisod zeh yesh shnei min hagim yesh shemachnisim at tefila umaschil nebikzei ha'echad shal haritzua umavir b'mavar d'shal tefilin kol haritzua ad shemagia lekesher ashu b'sol po'echad v'oz tishar at tefila lemata v'yakesher lemala v'atzalam shat tefila hiyosef p'nimis Ukrobo leiv mea kesher. Is that possible? That's the Balamor, no? It sounds like. As there is to be made chorpi. Chakach minig ache, gamu boni al yisod an iskar. Al eina mos be kiminig arish. Lahachas rishona betvila seya ritzua echad she'ein bo kesher. Rak osin be osin shal olin kishar ha kesher yosir tachton bekorav al aleiv mea tvila. Lasso zet. Bedaktigin, shlo lahachnes a ritzua tocha ma'abarta, she yaskilu lahachnes rishon a kzei a ritzua echa, shen bo kesher. Rak machnisin kefal a ritzua a nimshach achar asiyas a kesher tocha ma'abarta. Benisha, ha kesher v'hayud asher bo, lemata me'atvila. Al haknises a ritzua toch kefal ha kesher, tovo lemala me'atvila. That's what he says. So the first minig is not completely clear what he means. Sounds like it means the Balamor. The second minig is what I'll just use a slang. What he also called Sfarad, which means that the only thing you have a discard towards the body, is that kesher? Where is the loop? Yes, you're a real svar. Where's the loop? On the outside. So if you are like chsidu, we keep svar. When we pull out this way, and you end up turning around like this. Look out. So they said chsidu is going out. Going out. That's how it works. So. Keep going back to the back to the Divrei Chavos. How are you? I have a loop shot. You hold the hachnas tzasi ritzua ha'echad she'ein bo keshev open she'yishar ha'keshev ha'yudet asher bo l'madda me'atvilo v'hu she'ach yisu b'tzada yamini she'lem ha'barta k'shek tzitzim unach ha'tzapada v'am ha'barta son ha'chela v'lo'od ela she'achnot la'achnos has keifel ha'ritzua the loop sorach shudei ha'barta rachmas yodayim o she'akeshev she'bo ha'kvilo azos tzar v'dach'o Ula gam shnei biyachad, right? Etc. What is that? It's very hard to understand, based on the words of Divrei Chavos, what exactly is flying over here. What's it all about? What's it all about? So the best way to understand this, I believe, is to look in the Shulchan Aruch. Open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Simcha of Zion. Regular Mishnah Berurah should do the trick for this one. Open the Shulchan Aruch for Simcha of Zion. You start with Sim Beis. Ha'minig anochon shel yayud shel keshet tefila shel yad v'tzad ha'lein. Back to Balamor. Ba'tfila of Tzadchutz. Against the Balamor. Yesh nizor. Shlototuz ha'yud shel ha'kesher ve'atfila. Shenu. Should be close to the actual box. Gimel. Ha'minig anochon. Okay, we saw that minig rov kol olam against the other minig which is found in the Chumash Hazesh and other sources. Fine. But what about Ashkenaz Tzfar? What we call? Doesn't say a word about it. Nothing. Zero. Shulchan Aruch doesn't breathe a word about it. Can't tell? You can't tell anything. Well, I guess the best place to start looking over here is in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha. It's Ha'minig Hanachon. And Siv Beis. Ayin Beis Yosef. Shem Arif Ben Chaviv. We saw that quote in the Divrei Chavos. Same person. The Masha Midvarav Derak Asiyas HaKeshev HaYud Asher Bo Sarav Shia Dav Kula Matam Yatfil Tel Alei. Alu Knitsa Sarutsua Tov Kefal HaKeshev Tovu Lamal Yatfil Tel Alei. Who are not an Aisha? Well, that's far. Are you Khalil? It's hard. I'm a Badarke Moshe, Rabbo, the Yom Kuman Ashkenazi. Mashma, she Yosef Tov, ki Aminik, she know again. You call Ashkenaz. She gam Tchiva, Sarutsua, Besol HaKesher, VaHakefel, Yiel, Yemino, she Letzad Alei. Whoever does Ashkenaz knows not only is the Kipul Yud here, but the loop is also here. So the loop is here, what's going to end up happening? It's going to come like this, around this way. Right? Quick show of hands. Who, you probably don't even know the man like real where the loop is, but you all know which way you go. In your sleep, you go this way, you go this way. Everyone knows that. How many people go this way, run out? And how many go in this way? That's the whole Benig Ashkenaz. It seems to be a small minority. I think the Hasidim took over. I think that's what happened over here. They for some reason like to inspire in so many ways. Okay. Let's go further before I be objective about this. Okay. V'chein mashma v'al halachos gedolos. Whoa! Hey! V'al halachos gedolos. Who wants to look him in the eye? Say, we're not going to follow you called Dvor of Divrei Kabbalah. Small kid. Shagav akshira gufa tzorach shetiyeh neged alei. Where do you see this in the Baal Halachas Gedolos? Where do you see it? Where do you see it? There, where it's found. The fancy one, my fancy edition, he tells you. He says the Baal Halachas Gedolos are as follows. What did he say? The kosher lemata min atvilit. Very good. The aim of reading the Mata Harbe. And that somehow means this. I don't know. The Chen Mashma Lashon Arosh Lamaya Bohete the soul also dates the Mashakasa who marked Kakeshim and Amaboris I am Shema Vadani Yotav Os Dalit Shakasa to Ulai Hoki Perusha. Let's read together. Let's read Os Dalit in Vadani Yotav. Hold on. Mark HaKesher. Now let's be kashni lahavin. Ezo shira chokla shayav achlaster utzuli in rikut hakesher ha ma'amedes. The tzarchin ula achi perusha. The ma'ir ha'chavas ha'aniva shevotava utzua. That's correct. Because they're dochak. Why is it dochak? Emes lamita. He's right. That's correct pshat. And the simple pshat in the rush, because it's in the context of where the yud of the kesher is, let's read together again in the rush itself. The kosher lamata min anshalim, close to the body. The aim of reading the mata harve, okay, just as close as possible. Umarke ka kesher min abarta shal tfil and shir, mashe bachas eritzul asobo, on the same side. Kosher pshat, it's by my Hasidic roots. He's right. The Mishnah Berurah is right. The simple reading of the Rosh, the word said before, it was Dochan, is like Minik Ashkenaz. Not surprising. The Rosh was an Ashkenazi. Yes, he moved to Sfar. We all know the story. Yes, he moved. But he kept his Minhagi Ashkenaz by and large. Okay. Let's go further in the Bialah. Further in the Bialah. You have to be Ma'ayim. So you have to look carefully in the Rosh to see if he gets correct. He says that the Madani Yantif says that it's a Dochak. He said, why is it a Dochak? It's not a Dochak at all. Okay? Let's read again. Ula Bisha Akal Nishon. And he said, it ain't a Dochak Klal. Can you ask? Masha Kosta Baal Lachas Gedolos. And the Baal Lachas Gedolos is not so explicit. But the Masha Mishon, the Inahatu, the Harbi, the Kabel, the Keshav, the Niva, the Rakadei, the Shatiya, the Ritzur, the Sof. But all me time, did you make too big of a loop? It's going to be too far away. Which means the kesher itself, the yud, and the knot, but you've got the an Ashkenazi ties going down, don't pull it far away from the bias. I don't do it that way, but those of you who do it, you have a handful of people, when you pull down, right, you're supposed to keep it close to the bias, correct? Tomorrow all the people who do that, Ashkenaz, should stand up and show us how they do it. But you don't want to pull it too far away from the bias when you pull down. Let's continue. But he's also discussing over here only the what? The yud shel kesher. There's nothing else on that side but the yud. Over here, shnitzos. The Kavanos to Rakh Lamay Shlo Nasa Kashidus Balamor. And we would base Yosef Shiat Tfil Tzad Yad Tzad Lev Akesha Tzad Chutz. That's whack. I mean, no, that's Ava Bezer Ashkena Sfar Rishut Biyar Lashus Kamash Yirtzim. Biyar Popi Shedaf Mos the Minik Shal Adak Yem Oshif is Man Ashkenazi Lechom Tzayim Mikol Mekom Hanoeg Bevarim Ben Chavim En Limchot Biyar Baruch Hashem Ki Yesh Lo Amal Isma Gav Ayidei Min Hago Tov, it's better Sfar. With the Chayim of Chavetz Chaim, Ashkenazi person is Moida, the Midrash Sfar is better. Why? Lo Yozuz Hayud the Ol Me'avayis. Because we keep pulling up. Right? Plus, you pull this way. So the bias is the Yud. So if anything, you're pulling the Yud closer this way, if anything. Okay? Fine. Mashenk, Elifi Mash, Onono, Akhir, Akhir, Moshe, Nunuch, Ashkenaz, Sorry, because a shmir is it. What does that mean? Don't pull down. You pull down too far. You're going to pull with you what? The yud. Oy vey. You're going to pull the yud away from the bias. Oy vey. Against the Zohar HaKadosh. Ula be'emes yesh was a etzah acheres. I am ashkasad in the Mishnah Berurah. That, I have a different etzah. I have a different etzah. And my etzah, what's my other etzah? Okay, what's my other etzah? Shut up. Take a look. Before we get to his answer, the next bill of Yesh Tizor, I am here at Rosh Tzion as a canal. Return to Lomar. Did it say Yesh to Gam Kemoko be a Gemara? Levuchach she'en al-harchak ha'keshem ha'tfilin. K'mon she'kotzim be'atzim b'dvar ha'kod. Those are what open to the Gra. I guess it's two sukkotans over here. Sukkotan Zion and Tess. And Simon Chav Zion. Okay, well look. There was two consecutive sukkotans. Those who go by the words which begin are Haminik, and then Ches is Yeshizor. Here, Yeshizor Kaniskaliyah. Go to Zohar again. What did he say earlier? Okay. The Kesha should be Bifnim, Tzadalev, Rosh, Ravamra, and the Shehain Pirshu Gam, the Gemara says, Masham Hashem Begemara, Sorom Shilamala, Gam Kinat Shilam Shilyah. What's the Lomar? Shlo yarchi ka kesher min ha-tfilin she'oz yomo lamada. The tfilin tzorom lahat tzad alev, the Rosh says. Not about Razor the Malamor. So you get an impression that he's going to deal with the Gemara, but that the kesher of the Malamor is still included. Don't pull it down too far. Let's hug the bias. On this side, but you should hug the bias as we deal with the Gemara. Keep this in mind that when they happen to get stuck in a bad situation, something's going to have to give. And that's what it discusses. What happens, Rabbi Osai? Which of these menhagim is more critical than the other? He says he likes the Rabbos, but does the Be'er Halacha. But the issue of pulling the yud is critical. And I have pictures to show you about the pulling in my Zichron Eliyahu book, Zayin through Yud Aleph, all about that. The Mishnah Brewer, let's read the Mishnah. We didn't read Mishnah Brewer yet. Let's take it through the Mishnah Brewers. Let's read straight. Haminik Hanochan, Ivy Ragrod, Dina the Gemara, the Bishop God. Not just no. Dina the Gemara, alright, it should be the Tzadalei, right? And even the fact that it shouldn't pull is all part of Kesha, that's what he says, Shah. Against the Balamo. Sheayud, Ivy Aloha, Shekasado, Nochal, Izor, Loyaku, Harvest, Kepel, Kesha, Niva, Sheretsu, Ove, as well. Today she tea again, Vokam, Hidu, Karetsu, a son of the Tzadalei, correct. All of the poem. Amen, son, alone, my shatiyat, feel the monarchas ala yud. Oy ve. It's a matter that the box should be on the yud. There's a picture of it in the book. Ooh, terrible picture. You have the. No, I think I have pictures here. One sec. My pictures have two places, but I have pictures here. Oh, these pictures. Oh, here it is. Oh. Look at that picture. Oh, here it is. Oh, woo! It's page. It's picture gimbal. I'll just show it up for those of you who are close to see it. It has the bias, and the yod is totally underneath the bias, trampled on by the bias. Uy, vey. I'm sure no one has that. It's even a chotzet between the bias and the skin. No one has that. Uy, yoy. But don't think that it means the matam and the yud, that it means that. No. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. It does not mean that. The vada ibina shati ayun eitzel atfilah b'shon alo b'tachtel under it, chalilah. Prakatzon alo ma. Lefishu matah atfilah b'tzad aguk. Kmo shekhasav siv alif. The chain nikra yud shal tzad aguk lemato, whatever the closest by is called under, and the tefillah alone further out tzad mal against the balamor. Fine, yesh nizar zor pinchas machma ve'od yesh machmirin the gav shen besov kisa. That's when you're by when the tefillah tzakel they're in the pocket. Tzrich and nizar b'zesh lo kozus klal ayud. Oh, you bet. When we tam zay yesh no gavdikshar ayud and chud shal gim in that tefillah. They simply tie it on. The royal levados it. Why? By the chira yachud shall gid some of atitura. Chol tzeitz ben azrael latzvilim the chatzitza. You don't allow it. Which is rot part of the royal levadel. Gam ken aminik shekarfen eretzu b'machom akibores takas atitura. Now the gam ken chatzitza. Does anybody put his eretzu underneath? No, only on top. Shoot. Okay. Yud Aleph, Me'atvila, V'yachtoch Batitora Milamala V'yahade Kayudim Abayis. What does that mean? You cut into the titura and you push the yud into the vice. As can be finished, the Mishnah Berurah is over here in Siv Beis. So all the Mishnahs are important. Yes, sir.
How is the Gita of Katsitsa?
It goes underneath the titura. What's a titura? Titura is the base of the tefillin. The separate between the titura and the body. This is going to be a chatzitza.
The ones that they make today go underneath.
Ah, you're so smart. The one they make today is a new kind. It pulls it in and it goes into the mavarka. Then it goes below. That's, you have the best of all worlds, perhaps. We'll see. I just didn't like that either. You tie it at the same time as I go underneath. You tie it in. You have that?
Yes.
Anyone else have that? Wow! It's so common. Wow! You have Kabbalists too. You have Kabbalists too. Afraid of the Zohar. I want to tie it all the time. Yes?
Can you use some other material to, like the other rubber bands we could use?
Rubber bands. What's the difference? Rubber bands, okay. Fine. Okay, I thought it was some new Yeshivish book, but I think it's became so. Well, I guess you're part of the Anche Meister. That's Anche Meister. Hadosh and Mikoro Bo. I don't have it, but okay. We'll see soon. Let's go slow. Let's go slow. So, what is the Eitz HaAcheres? I have an Eitz HaAcheres. What does he mean? What is the Eitz HaAcheres? What is the Eitz HaAcheres? Here it says Sivkot Yud. But he didn't like Sivkot Yud because he didn't like the. He didn't know about the Gush Shtik, but he said it's a Chatzitza. So, what did he mean, Eitz HaAcheres? My guess is that the Oz Vader was wrong. He meant Sivkot Yud. What does that mean? What it means is that you make a Chatak in the Keturubal Amalek, you put the Yud, stick it in. So, over here, it tells you to look over here. In the back, but I think he's wrong. He's over here in picture above. He has a totally balanced titura. A balance. That's how I'm seeing the bottom picture. That's how we understood Mishnah Berurah is cutting it out. Okay, so it's equal on both sides. Either side of the tilt is in. This chatak habos has nothing to do with our eating. You must do it for a different reason. What's that? Why must you ask so the Mount of Tobi? Why must you make an indenture? Why? You want the Torah to be Meruba. You want it to be square, perfectly square. How do you know when it ends? The only way to know is if you cut it over here, then you know it's square, but it would be flat. Then it wouldn't work. That's not what he means. He means what my children have. Oh, my children. So why do you say if your children have the same thing? I think almost everyone has it nowadays. The two are not the same. The assume the body is this way. This indentation is much deeper than the other one. Here it's just a little bit, just to mark it off. Here they go all the way in and they stick the yud deep in, as deep as you can, so it wedges in and stays put. That's what he means, in my opinion. I think this picture is wrong. I don't know. It's 1,000 words. Wrong words also sometimes. I don't think this picture is quite accurate. This idea of the fact that it has to be invented, like he has over here, that's a different furish in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. In Siman Lamed Beis Sif Mem Dalet. I asked you to look there. Siman Lamed Beis Sif Mem Dalet. That's for Rishwa purposes. Nothing to do with this. Take a look. Lamed Beis Sif Mem Dalet writes the Machaber. The Torah is filled with Moshe B'Sinai. Hayna Shiyosim Or Lamatu L'Chaspi Abatim. Okay, Dach Shul Gesh Hashanikra Titura. Okay, and then he has Navarta Alok Moshe B'Sinai. And the Shira Titura Shor Titura Yehorof Mitzal Echad V'Yaseh Bo Amavarta. Okay, Ketzad Yach Tachem B'Shnei Tzad Shloi Tei Rechobat Mo Rochob Titura Kedei Shenika Ribua Titura. That's what that's beforeish. Resh Gimel, Ki Gamma Titura, Tzrichol Bidin Yos Ribua, Meruba, and he said in Sif Lama Test. So you have no choice but to do that. That's posh if you have to do it that way. That's obvious. It may even be, Rabbi Osai, Ma'ake, What's ma'akir? We'll take a look at the Rosh for a minute. And siman tes. Siman tes, because we're not discussing producing tefillah, let's do this for a second. See what the Rosh is the one who says exactly this. You have to make a indent. Okay? The chol can also be shnei stodim. The Rosh Hashanah to siman tes. Today, shalotea ma'abrata rechava kimati tura. Today, she nika ribua, the word shells in brackets. Shalati tura, shubosha betzvillin. We have to do it that way. Rather, I'm also, I think, I'm going to pull out my final picture book for today. Dormant under the pile, I will enter it. Zichron Eliyahu. Oh, he's the one who wins. And I believe tomorrow, if you check your tefillin, you will see that your tefillin are like this. I'm pretty sure. But I can't say it for everybody. Page Kuf Lamed Beis, the following picture. Here we go. Top picture. Sure, it's indented on both sides. But the indent is much deeper on this side. If you want to stick the kesher in, so it should jam in and not be able to get out. Here's just a hole to demarcate the line. It should be a perfect square. Here it's much deeper. That's what the Mishnah Berurah ends up cutting out. That's the eighth. It usually works, keep it pretty tight, even without a string. Tomorrow, check your tefillin shayat, and we'll continue after this with this discussion.